I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. What was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Make sure
you cook. Supercoach 360 podcast.
G'day, welcome to Supercoach 360. Happy TLT. Merry Listmas to you all. It is a pleasure to have you joining us in the coach's box to celebrate this most blessed of Supercoach days, the official start of the Supercoach season, or at least when we get into the juice of it, when we can start watching some footy and picking our teams and getting into the game once and for all. So we are here to talk you through everything to do with TLT. As usual, I'm joined in the coach's box by my faithful companions to talk all things TLT and NRL Supercoach. So I've got Bergs. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Way better than last week.
Yeah, and see, you sound a little bit better, buddy. Sound
yeah, good. Not as sick.
No, that's all great. We haven't all gotten it and died, so that's always a plus.
Yep.
Beautiful. So
I
not
was
the
thoughtful. I was thoughtful.
Have you had a good Listmas? Have you managed to make your Supercoach team?
I have, but I'm not happy with it. I've still got adjustments.
Well, I mean, look, we all know we're not putting out a final team tonight, like a rough draft at best, but it will change 100 times legit between now and Thursday when lockout kicks in, no doubt. But you at least have a rough idea of what you're doing, or you're umming and ahhing, you're chopping and changing.
I've changed it a couple of times since
being here?
Since TLT. But yeah, I don't know, we'll see how we go with it.
Alrighty, well, wonderful.
Lot to do.
What have you got for us tonight?
Supercoach stuff.
Supercoach stuff. He's just been writing a list of it. What have you got?
I got mids.
You got some mids for us?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Con, what about you? Have you had a better... Are you a little bit more enthusiastic than Bergs?
How you going, boys, for this war?
Good, mate. Thanks for asking.
I'm pretty happy with where I'm at the moment. I think maybe one or two players could be changed, but apart from that, I'm pretty set.
Yeah,
I reckon.
You've done well this Listmas, and you've managed to get yourself...
got a lot of clarity out of it, so...
Yeah, and a lot of the players that were already in your side have just been confirmed?
Pretty much, yeah. A lot of them.
That's what you want.
A couple of extra cheapies that I wasn't so much planning on, so even better.
There was a couple of new names. I'm concerned about job security with some of them, but I'm very interested for some left-field cheapies, some out-of-the-blues. It was very nice. And, of course, guys joining us again this week. How you doing, buddy?
Good lads, how are we?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Much more excited than Bergs and Con. They sounded a bit down, but I'm actually buzzing over here.
Yeah, that's it. You've got a ready bit of enthusiasm.
To go. Beautiful. What am I going to do to jump up and swing around?
Yeah, man, wake up. Get your game faces on. It is week one. What are you doing? But yeah, 100%. Let's get into it, boys. So, Guy, what do you got for us tonight? You've looked at some pods. You've got a bit of a list of pods for us.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of pods, just mainly those looking for a couple of different options to go rather than going with the grain and everyone else.
I love a pod. As long as they're a good pod.
Well, obviously.
There are plenty down there, but yeah, just picking the right one that's going to be the main instigator.
Alrighty, sweet as. Well, why don't we kick straight on into it? Why don't we start with your list of mids, boys? Or should we go through the team list analysis first?
Yeah, I reckon just go through Ross's nice little quick recap that he did so we're not stuck here for too long.
Well, I've got a couple, to be honest. I have.
Ross has uploaded to the website already, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a few. There's plenty of write-ups. Everyone's been waiting for this day, so as expected, everyone's studying the teams.
Well, the good people at Supercoach Hub have put together a bit of a team list analysis for us. Paul, the pool man, has done a quick breakdown of what has been going on with the team. So we're not actually going to go through and read out the individual team list. Ross Mann has done some for us too. That's up on the website, www.supercoach360.com. It's where you're going to find all your Supercoach needs and news. All the teams are there. We've got a couple of breakdowns. There will be more in the coming days, no doubt. There's heaps of preseason content. So if you're umming and ahhing, there's enough to sink your, plenty to sink your teeth into over there, www.supercoach360.com. So thank you very much to the good people at the Discord. Make sure you go join the Discord. It's SC Hub on Discord, or Supercoach Hub, sorry, on Discord. So for the Panthers, of course, the bombshell dropped this morning that Nathan Cleary will miss the first three rounds. So
I'd just like to say I told you so.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna. I knew you wouldn't let it slip. Con, are you were you rolling with Cleary up until TLC?
Yeah.
Have you dropped him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not gonna run through a price rise holding on to nearly $1 million?
No, but I'm thinking about going the other way with it and just having the money sitting there but still earning points off a second rate half back until Nave comes back and you just get him straight in.
All right, and who is your
Jerome Hughes would probably be.
Jerome Hughes.
Are you
you're not gonna play around with some of the dual positions and downgrade straight to Keary?
Well, it could be Keary.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, for me that's my
option. Oh, I did downgrade to Keary, but
in the 5/8 position instead of in the half.
Do you want to wait and see a week just to see if Nath comes back the same? Or
no, I'm pretty confident with Nath. He's going to come back and do what Nath does.
Yeah.
The other one everyone's obviously talking about due to Nathan Cleary being out is your boy, Mitch Moses. You've been talking about him for weeks. You love him.
Oh, look, you know how I get with Mitch. Yeah. It's a love-hate relationship. He's got a very low floor, which bothers me a lot. Like,
he's got an easy draw.
It's not as easy as people think. Like, I had a look today, and some of these games where they're saying it's a shoe-in, well, Sharks, I think, will be competitive, and I think the Titans will be competitive.
Yep. No, well, you're there, 100%.
There's a couple of games in there which I just think could go either way, and it all comes down to what Parramatta turns up. Like, they looked great in the trials the other week against Penrith. Take nothing away from that, but NRL's different, and some of these...
Take Nathan Cleary out of Penrith nearest. Schmozzle, so.
Yeah, and have they got them early on in the piece? Do they have them in the first three rounds? Does anyone know offhand?
Don't think so.
Well, there you go. That doesn't matter then. So, but, look, I wouldn't say no to go on Mitch Moses with their draw, but I think they...
Who's in your team right now?
I don't know.
Wow, okay. Beautiful. He's clearly done his research.
I haven't had a look.
Okay, for the Panthers as well, Targo has been given first crack at the left centre. It's a lethal left edge, and it's where a lot of the Penrith attack goes, so there's definitely points galore over there. He's got a very Supercoach-friendly game, 287K. In Pullman's opinion, he should be in everyone's team.
What, did they specify he was starting on the left-hand side?
Stephen Crichton was on the right-hand side last year, and I personally think Cleary has broken up Bizzer and the boys for a reason, because he needs a player in between him, because otherwise Crichton's not as effective. I don't know if it's that or it's just because his passing game is better on the other side or something, but Crichton's played right centre all through the trials, and I do believe he's going to play right centre.
Mm.
For the Sea Eagles, should we press that turbo button at the record $1.25 million? It's going to hurt the hip pocket, but you're going to have to be confident you've nailed picking the rest of your team, as you'll likely have one less gun than those without him as a result. Spending this money on one player, of course, means your depth is weakened, but if Turbo replicates last year, he may well be worth it. Quickly, anyone running Turbo?
Nah.
Too much money? Too much money for me? Yeah.
No. Too much for me, too.
All right, cool. Schuster is expected to be out for the next month. Lawton was expected to replace him, but Bullimore has been named in his spot. Olakuatu was expected to miss a week with Bullimore taking his place, but Olakuatu has been named. Pullman saw Lawton as the best option of the two at 65K more. Not now, exactly. He used to see Bullimore as a trap, but now he thinks that's Bullimore's jumped ahead and Lawton may now be the trap.
See, I don't know, because of their bench, they've got that Cooler, who's a centre wing on their bench, plus Carl Lawton, who's a back rower.
Well, he's a hooker. So,
yeah, I think Carl Lawton's Lawton, the backup hooker.
Lawton for me will be the hole filler. He'll be the, if someone goes down, he can plug the hole, hooker, lock, probably.
Because then the one that sticks out for me out of that list was Sipley at the front row, because with that bench, I think he's going to get decent minutes, and he's cheaper than all of them.
Where's Panseca?
He's on the bench.
Is he? I can't see him staying down there for too long. He's effective.
Yeah, but he might be more effective brought into the game 20 minutes in.
Yeah, it's strange because, you know, Gerbo can play 80 there, but it's going to be interesting those minutes. With
well,
that
Gerbo, he's getting older.
So, quickly on the cheapie, the surprise cheapie in Manly, Taufafoa Sipley. Do you go near him? Is he a trap?
Oh, he'll do the same thing as Paseka did last year, chug along 40s, 50s.
Okay, but his place isn't threatened by someone who's out injured or suspended at this point?
Not that I know of.
Sweet ass. So the minute should be there, and it could be well worth taking a punt on, yeah?
There's a few. There's Max King. There's a few at that price range as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, and we'll go through a little bit later on, but just that one was sort of a surprise name for me too when we were having a look earlier. All right, the Raiders versus the Sharks is the second game. So for the Raiders, Fogarty have been gifted the 175K bargain basement halfback in Brad Schneider. Personally, he's made his way into my team. I'm going to have a little bit of a look. He's bargain basement. Another surprise for me in the Raiders was James Schiller. I couldn't see him on the Supercoach books, but Con seems to have found him now. How much was he, Con?
Bottom dollar, 175,
yeah. So, is he a trap?
He's a jewel.
Yeah, he's a trap.
Yeah, he's a trap. Yeah.
Rapana will be back.
Sebastian Chris will be back.
All right, cool. For the Sharks, Hines shapes up as an option to replace Cleary as your halfback. Personally, not for me. But
Guy, neither, eh? Like, what is off him? Why he's off Nico so much?
I mean, the change in club and the change in position. For me,
I can just never go someone leaving Melbourne. The position doesn't worry me too much, but yeah, just the fact that he's left Melbourne. Like I don't see Sharks as high as what everyone else sees them. So that's my only worry. And the price, he's priced almost 700K.
That's it. I reckon at 60, 85K, you can come out, use 4 or 5 weeks for them to get to match fitness, see a few glimpses of what he's going to be able to do while they get their combinations to click in game mode, and probably pick him up 6 rounds later. Or like, you know, in round 6 or something like that for about, or 550K.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, I remember, like, our first year, I think it was our first year, our second year podcasting, and we had Banksy on. And he put it in my head a couple of things, like when you start out with that top guy, or at least near that top guy, like, if he performs, then well done. If he doesn't, then you can cover and get anyone you want.
Nico's coming off fullback scores, not 5'8 scores. So for me, that argument doesn't apply to him this year. In fact, I think it's dangerous to apply that argument to him this year because we don't have a price based off 12 months or a season in that position. And I mean, and that was in one of the better sides. But the fullback in Melbourne just gets points because of the way Melbourne structures and generates their plays. So I think it was almost transferable between him and Papi last year. I don't know how much can be put down to their individual brilliance. Not to say they're not individually brilliant players. They definitely are. But I think there's just a certain system that just leads to fullback points at the Storm. And I just don't believe that he's worth that much yet. Let's see.
And also, just the other options, like you've got at the price point, even cheaper, you can go for Sammy Walker or someone else in the halves. You're obviously not going to go him at fullback. So you'd go him in the halves, but I just think there's better options for cheaper.
You got a Nico say?
Yeah, I don't mind if you're going to do what I said about Nathan with saving the money and having Nico for the first 5 weeks against Canberra, Parra, Dragons, Newcastle, Tigers. He could rack up some good scores there, I think, and be a good swap up to Nathan.
Good stuff.
Alrighty. So Broncos South for the Broncos. I haven't finished with the Sharks. We just started talking about Hines. So Hines apparently should maintain the goal kicking even if Trindle makes his way back into the team. Could be used as an emergency switch to fullback should one of your guns go down in that elite position, obviously because of his dual position. The Sharks have a good draw early on, only playing one team in the first 5 rounds against a heavyweight, which is the Eels, as you just mentioned. Mulatola has been named at centre. Sticky Icky has made his way to the wing. Connor Tracy hasn't been named at all.
Do we know what the go with that is?
No, I haven't heard anything. Chris
it's
McClellan,
a bit strange.
If you're there, mate, jump in the comments and let us know if anyone knows. It's probably you. Wilton at 427K is named to replace Graham in the back row, while Talakai, the preferred supercoach option, remains on the bench. I'm an R and about Talakai. The bench puts me off him, but I know the dude's a monster and he's a worker. And when he does
come on
the
field, got the starting spot last year, he did nothing.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's just that his style of play doesn't translate that well to supercoach, but man, he looks like he's out there doing a lot. You see him a lot. Maybe it's just because he's recognisable. I don't know. All right, moving on. The Broncos. So Haas, obviously, is a gun option in the Broncos. You can't go wrong with him. Saves a trade later. Staggs is underpriced, sure to increase in value. He often creates something from nothing and has a high ceiling. Cobbs at 320K is awkwardly priced, but named on the wing. Currently at 26% ownership. Billy Walters has been named in the number six. However, Albert Kelly is named to replace A-Ray at number seven. So, I don't know. For me personally, that battle is over.
Does anyone have a preferred? Like, does anyone know the preferred? Will it be Kevy's son or will
Billy
it be...
Walters? Billy Walters is the word that I've heard. Pullman has confirmed Billy Walters in this. Well, he's saying that he thinks Billy Walters being named at six shows that he's won the jersey. But for me, I think jury's still out.
I reckon Kelly.
If you're gonna buy, if you're gonna buy the two, obviously you'd go for Walters because he's cheaper. But if you're gonna think who's gonna play, I think Albert Kelly with Colin. I think he'll get the nod.
Yeah. Reynolds is out due to COVID. Palacia, 349, is named to start at prop in place of the suspended Flegler, who's out until round four. Turpin's named to start at hooker with Pakes and Hetherington not named due to COVID restrictions. Okay. So that could be a watch and act on those two. I was looking at Pakes. I didn't realise there was a COVID thing up there with him. Souths, no major surprises. Milne has beaten the source for the right wing. Paulo for 375K at right centre is the cheapest centre wing option in the Souths team. Most people will be waiting for the top gun AJ to drop in value before they jump on. He's currently at 4% ownership. Walker at 5'8 for 735K has 7.6% ownership. And currently Lachlan Ilias, the halfback, the cheapy halfback at 205K, is 55% ownership. He's looking like he's shaping up to be a must-have. Filling a big hole there with A-Ray. Do we know if there's any options sort of waiting in the wings? They've got to have some depth at the club, but, you know, is everything sort of pinned on this kid or what? Taft's the other option. So there's always that job security issue there. Personally, I'm taking the punt as a, I'd assume all of you
guys. But he looked good. He looked good in the trials, and you said...
And Dean Hawkins is also a halfback.
And Demetrio, is it Demetrio?
Yeah.
Demetrio come out and said it's his spot to lose, so... You can at least give him 5 weeks, I reckon.
Yep, fair enough.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Supercoach gun Cameron Murray has been named, but he's coming back from a similar injury to Nathan Cleary, and he's questioned whether he will actually play. So maybe just watch the late mail on that coming out. Roosters versus the Knights. For the Roosters, Billy Smith has won the selection at left centre, named this week. Currently at about 294K. So just south of 300K, he's had massive raps on him, and unfortunately he's been plagued by injury. Bergs, you've had huge raps on this kid for years now, literally.
Well, he's made me team the last couple of years and got hurt prior to the year starting. So
are you taking the gamble this year, or you think he's a trap?
Look, you're in the Roosters side.
Yeah, that's it for me.
You know, like, if you're in the side, you're getting something.
He'd have to be the cheapest option next to Joseph Suaalii, who's still out injured for a couple of weeks. Does Suaalii knock him out of the team when he comes back, though?
Not sure. Not sure, to be brutally honest with you.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure what they'll do there. Got Kevin Naguama, who they brought back from Super League for depth as well, and he was doing pretty well from all reports over there. And when he left here, he wasn't scoring bad supercoach-wise for a centre wing. if I remember right.
Either way, I think you'd want their wingers, in particular their right wing, which at the moment's Momorowski, but when Suale comes back, that could change.
Yeah, well, that's it. So it's a question of who's got the job security there.
Would you,
is it
boys personally sit Suale on your benches, knowing that he's coming in a few weeks, save you bringing in the trades?
100%,
or?
I am.
Yeah.
Not for me, only because there's too many other centre wings that are starting cheapies. It's a bit strange. Normally, there's always a not many options, but I feel as though this year there's quite a few, which is good.
What about you, bud?
No, I won't be either, just in case they start on a roll and he doesn't get a look in.
Yeah, it's a good theory.
All right, no, I'm saving the trade. Should be worth it. Watson's got the hooking gig this week, but Sam Verrills is back from suspension next week. So it's a question of, does he maintain or does he go back to the bench to play 14? For the Knights, Daniel Saifidi is expected to miss the first month with a fractured tibia. Mom Messia at 205K and Thompson 175K, both in the front row. Mom Messia has dual position as well. Young replaces their injured Hunt on the wing, so Mann is named to start at lock. They've got a three-forward bench, lacking experience, so Mann should be getting good game time if you're looking to jump on that. Hooker Chris Randall is the pick of the bunch, 245K, expected to play about at least 60 minutes. You guys all jumping on Randall?
Well, I am now that Hetherington, like Kobe Hetherington from...
He's gone.
The Broncos hasn't been named, and I don't know what role he'll play now that actual TLT's here and he's got COVID, so I can't run the gamble that he's getting that lock spot. So I've had to overlook him and put in Randall.
Yeah, and would you start with Jacob Saifidi if he's going to get the first 4 weeks of starting front row before he goes back to the bench?
Ideally, I'd like it to be five or six weeks, just for those extra couple of...
Rises.
But yeah, I don't mind him, eh? He took his game to another level last year.
Con?
Yeah, I don't mind it. He can find a try. Both of the Saifidis can find a try. So if he can find a couple early in season before Daniel comes back, could make some good coin early.
Yeah, and then there's always a chance Dan gets in for Origin as well, and Jacob picks up and keeps doing front row throughout the Origin period as well.
Well, that's a given, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Warriors versus the Dragons. For the Warriors, teen sensation Valia is 175K, bottom dollar, centre wing cheapie, named today. I'd never heard of him personally. He seems to have won his spot ahead of Pompey and Arthurs, who have both been named to the reserves. Other than Valia, there's no real surprises. AFB was captain of the side, should get good minutes as a result. Aitken, Katoa and Curran are also the super coach options. But you've got a four-man bench, four-forward bench that has to give the minutes department. Storm recruit Aaron Penne will debut from the bench as part of that. So Aitken, Katoa, and then Curran. Who's going to lose out? Which side does Tofu usually play?
Tofu plays Curran 13, like he'll play 13 in the middle.
He plays lock, so then where would Curran shift to, or does Curran get dropped when Tofu comes back? Because that's my only concern.
Curran will shift to an edge, you'd have to say.
Yeah, so then who gets dropped there?
But it's not for 10 weeks.
So, okay, so then really one of these edges should be in there in your team, because one of them's...
I've got Alesi Katoa in my side at the moment at 350.
Yeah, you haven't gone Ewan Aitken? Slightly more expensive.
I think with my readjustments, I did put Ewan Aitken in my centre wings.
Yeah.
As well. So I've got both at the moment.
Expecting the Warriors to go on a run this year, eh? Premiership favourites.
I don't expect premiership favourites, but they've got a pretty juicy draw early. SJ's home. If we get 7 to 8 games out of him, then that's good for the forwards.
Fair enough.
He's not running as much no more, so we've all talked about how he's facilitating some of these big boys, and Ewan Aitken runs perfect line. It's good for SJ. It's good for the Warriors.
All right, sweet.
One thing I will say just on that with the Warriors, they've got Bailey Sirenin and Ben Murdoch-Masilla on the bench who can both play edges. So
I think Murdoch-Masilla's a front man now. He's big boy. The game's just a bit fast for him to be standing on an edge. He's a very, very big boy.
Oh, there's plenty of big boys that play on the edges, don't you worry.
Yeah, they're mobile.
Well, you know what? I guess we will find out coming solid. This weekend. That's the big question. Let's have a look and let's find out what happens. So for the Dragons, Bird is an option at centre wing or second row forward, dual position. He's expected to play big minutes, although he's one of the most expensive dual position centre wing second rowers. And the rumour is he's unhappy aren't going away. De Bellin's another big one to consider. Under 500k, expected to play big minutes, only 2% ownership. I think Guy was talking about Jack last week.
Yeah, love it.
Amone is the one who interests me. Personally, I've got him as well, stashed in my centres. Awkward price, cheapy, but yeah, that versatility of a starting 5'8 in my centres is what draws me there. Sloan gets the fullback spot. Is available at centre wing for 447k, and for this reason, second most owned Dragons player at 15%. George Burgess hasn't been named to play. So
15% for Sloan.
Yeah. For those who had George Burgess, you're going to have to get rid of him because he has not made the team this week.
Not a fan of Sloan, Con.
No, Price.
Not at all.
Look, I'm a fan of Sloan. If he was 300k, I'd jump all over him. But
well, what
440k?
About 440k? Juzzy said that he would go the 5'8 Amone just because he's cheap, but Ramsey's named and he's cheaper than Amone is.
Yeah, but we've seen Ramsey for like a year and a half now, and he's not gotten much better. Amone, we're sinking some faith into. Hopefully that he gets better. Whereas Ramsey, don't get me wrong, Ramsey's had his moments. You know, he scored well a couple of games, but he's not consistently doing it.
I mean, look, he raises a good point, though. With a new halves combination there and with Amone there, Cody Ramsey could be the beneficiary of that because he'll play on the left and Ramsey's out on the left wing as well, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, I mean, personally, I keep going past Cody Ramsey. I don't know why. I just keep looking at him and going, oh, no, nah, like, you're cheap, but I don't really like the idea.
There's a few at that price point that you can do the same thing, though. So,
I mean, like, you're right. I've jumped on Amone, so maybe it should be something to consider. I'm hoping Amone, yeah, can make some magic through the middle there with Benny Hunt. Benny was looking good.
Yeah, Benny did.
And the Dragon was looking a little bit better. I can't really trust their attack, to be honest. I'm going against what I usually believe, but it's just the cheapie.
Con's got some stuff there.
Yeah, what do you got, Con?
What's that?
You looking at some stuff there? What are you looking at?
No, just on Sloan.
Oh, yeah. Anything?
Yeah, he only averaged 64 last year with 6 tries in 5 games, so...
He's not doing a lot of base work.
Yeah, he's a try scorer.
Yeah, he's not keeping that strike rate up, but I don't think...
You don't? I don't know. I reckon you can get the strike rate up.
But... You know that jersey on Baz.
Yeah, all right, hold on.
We might be listening to you.
So, Tigers versus Storm. We've got 2 more left. Tigers versus the Storm. News out of the West Camp is Kelma Tuolagi has won the second row forward starting spot. He's been named there, 253K. He was on Brad Smith's radar. I think he was on Ross Mann's radar as well. I think with his potential, Tuolagi can make this spot his own. His stocks will be on the rise now that he's selected. He's personally in my team. Both Tiger centers, Gildart at 280 and Roberts at 271, are fairly cheap. Go there at your own will, I suppose.
Don't go near Roberts.
Yeah, I can't touch the paper plane, that's for sure. No, nah, Bergs is just, once again, audio medium shaking his head.
I just can't. I can't bring myself to put him
Nobody
in.
Do it.
No, good. All right, sweet as. Gildart comes from the English League with high raps, but it's harder for them to transition to the NRL in the backs. With another injury to Little, Simpkin becomes an option at hooker for 322. Personally, not for me either. Hastings, 350k is expected, is named at 5'8". He's currently in 27% of teams. Poolman understands that Brooks will be goal-kicking, but if Hastings kicks, he will obviously become even more juicy. I'm umming and ahhing with him at the moment. There's a few options for cheapies in the half.
Is Dewey their natural kicker, isn't he? Like, he's the team's kicker when he's playing, Dewey?
Yeah.
I don't like Hastings.
I don't really remember Luke Brooks ever kicking goals, so it might be Hastings' job.
I think it'd be either Hastings or Laurie. I'd lean towards Hastings.
Either way, I think even with the goal-kicking, how many tries are they going to score?
Couple. Not many.
I don't know. I just think at 350, it's an awkward price. Like, especially in the halves, you've got the likes of Schneider, Ilias, Even Amoni, like he said. So
yeah, you got so
you've
many
got so many there. Options there. So yeah, I think there's better ones.
I think there's
yeah, I think there's better options, but they're called Munster and Walker, and are you going to fork that out? Apart from Keary, I don't see anything in between. So it's one extreme to the other.
Oh, I don't. I think you can hold Munster for the week.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was considering. But now I'm looking at maybe downgrading him to Keary and starting with Keary. Seeing how he's doing round one, I'm at an R. I think Keary's got the dual position, so I could use him for the Nath downgrade now and still possibly hold Munster, play Ilias in one of them. For the Storm, much to the delight of super coaches, Puppy has been named to play at fullback for round one. Expect him to become the most owned Storm player if he takes the field. Currently, Coates is the most owned because he's obviously covering Josh Addo-Carr. And his wing partner in Jennings on the other side costs 120k more, so he's a bit of a bargain there. Is Josh King a trap at 255?
For me, he is.
Yeah, why not?
Because Harry Grant's not playing this week, so he'll get extended minutes probably this week at lock.
Yeah.
Whereas next week when Harry's back, I can see Cheese going into that position and old mate going to the bench.
All right, sweet ass.
He's a trap if you look at him as if he's going to start week lock every week. But if you look at him as a slow burner, cash cow, he could be an option.
Yep. At 250.
I'll admit, I was umming and ahhing. He made his way on a few of my lists today.
He could also be the Spencer Linear of last year and just burn you.
Yeah. Okay. Tepoi Moroa, did he end up getting named?
No, he didn't. Didn't even make the 17.
Yeah.
Didn't even make the 24. I don't know if it's COVID related or whatnot, but...
Yeah. Don't, Bergs. I'm putting this all on you, Bergs. You've been bigging up in this dude. He's got a distinctive name. I can't help but remember it. Every time I go to pick four, it's a pick Tepoi Moroa. Oh, look, the first cheaper you come across, Tepoi Moroa.
He's cheap.
Don't you? Yeah, but he's not bloody named. Oh, see, every year you do this to me. And I don't know. Still in my team. Yeah, of course. Anyway, last game, Eels v the Titans. Parramatta have named the same 17 that conveniently beat the Panthers in the trial match 2 weeks ago. The Panthers pack was obviously very depleted, but Paulo, 487K, is one who Pullman sees going under the radar. Started with an impressive 79 points per game in the first four rounds last year. Did include his only two tries for the year as well. Paulo's co-captain should get good game time, so let's see what happens there. With the price of Turbo and Puppy's injury concern, the other co-captain, Gutho, is a consideration for the fullback spot. Lots of people call him Mr. Reliable. With the Eels' easy draw, he might just pile the points on. Personally, not for me either. Marnie is one to consider at hooker. With Grant out, see Marnie as the number one hooker this weekend. Also... obviously, Moses, we've had a bit of a chat about, but the halves were looking good during that trial match with the Panthers. For the Titans, Gold Coast has been named as expected. Brimson goes to 5'8", with Campbell at fullback. Firmer, 379K, back rower, centre wing, dual position. Starts in the second row with Proctor reverting to the bench. Lots of people have been on Firmer. There's been a lot of talk about him the entire preseason. There's been talk about him last year. He was showing a bit of promise. The three-man forward bench is named only. Good news for Firmer, who may now play the 80 minutes. For Fida, obviously super pricey at 745K. For peace of mind, find a way to include him into your team. To be honest, I made the strengthening that I was actually happy with last night by getting rid of David Fifita, and now I'm in an Aaron. But to be honest, I can probably do the same thing now that Nate's out for the 3 weeks, bring Davey back in, and make the tweaks I still want to. So cheering about that.
Yeah, Diffie's locked for me.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Well, when I asked if you guys all had him earlier, you guys all thought, well, I was crazy for getting rid of him. So, yeah, all right. That'll be an interesting one. Now I've just got to figure out how to make that money back to get Nath when he comes back in there. All righty. So that is our team list analysis. Thank you very much to the Supercoach Hub Discord. Link is in the description. So make sure you go through and check them out. They put out heaps of good content. They know their stuff. And there's a whole bunch of awesome Supercoach minds in there. If Discord's your thing, make sure you check it out. So, boys, TLT, yeah. The meat and potatoes of it is what players are relevant, what players do we actually need to talk about. So the main thing with Supercoach, revenue building, we've got to figure out some way to make money. We do that through cheapies and mids. So who's got a list of cheapies for us to go through?
Guy. No, oh, UConn. No. Who had the cheapies? UConn.
Oh, do I have the cheapies?
Did you do a list of cheapies? Oh, my God.
Oh, they were in the drive, yes.
Are they? Yeah, sweet.
So just one thing, driver? Just one thing while we touch on the, while they bring it up. Well, I was just looking at the front row because you brought up a couple of options there as a cheaper alternative who are starting. Now, everyone's on Bullamore at the moment. You mentioned Josh King just before, was a bit trappish with the Cheese coming back, or with the Grant coming back, forcing the Cheese to go to the bench. But the one who stood out about 260, because you had Tanua Brown as well, doesn't interest me. But at 260, I just had a look at Sipley's stats from last year at Manly. He averaged 30 points a game, but he only averaged 26 minutes a game. There was a couple there where he only played about 4 minutes and stuff like that. So if he's starting, he's guaranteed to get more than 20-odd minutes a game. And with a PPM of 1.1, you know, he's at 260K. I think most front row forwards are generally slow burners, but I think if anyone can make the money out of those options, I think he's probably the best bet.
So I think that can sometimes be deceptive, the points per minute thing when they're on the bench, because they know they're getting used for that 20-25 minute kind of spell. They know they can just go out there and give everything they've got instead of knowing that they have to play 60-70 minutes or whatever and then having to pace themselves over that minutes instead.
Totally understand it, but the problem is you've got, so Sipley's averaging, you know, 1.1 at that same minutes, but you've got Tanua Brown and Josh King who can play the same minutes and score 0.9 PPM. So
no, I don't have Josh King.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying in comparisons, that front row forward. I do expect them to average, I'll have a high PPM if they're playing less minutes.
Well, if you remember, not last year, the year before, when young Maney burst onto the scene, he done well for everyone. And then last year, they bought for Noah Blake. Lodge was there by the back end of the year, and young Maney got pushed to the bench. Like, he was underutilised. So, young Maney to me, he's probably pick of the bunch there for me. Just because we've seen what he did as on his debut year. Like, he done well, and he backed it up whilst last year, whilst on the field, I'm pretty sure. He just didn't get the minutes due to having Matt Lodge there at the end. He was probably in career best form, and Fanua Blake does his job for a solid 65 minutes every week as well. And then you had the likes of Tohu and Curran doing well over there as well. So,
well, when he burst onto the scene in his first 7 weeks, he made just over $200,000, and was right for the picking.
Yeah. So yeah, he could easily replicate that con this year, or.
He could. I don't think the $200,000, given he started basement price that year, but $150,000 maybe over the first
couple
of weeks.
You'd have to think, as he's got older and his game's probably improved a bit too, like, has he walked in justified at a 274?
It just depends on Todd Payton too.
Yeah, it comes down to the minutes and stuff like that. I mean, personally, I'm looking at taking a gamble on him, I think, on the bench.
I just remember him doing well for a kid, you know, and it's now been a few years. He's been in a couple of different camps. I think he got lent to St. George last year, did he, young Maney?
Yeah, online.
He's been in a few different teams now. He would have picked up some different tricks, and there's a reason he's starting front row over what they pay for Jordan McLean, fair bit of money.
Yeah, 700 or something.
So there's a reason he's there and starting. He's
oh, no, but he's, it's not, he's taken Molo's spot, isn't he? Because we took Molo off him.
Oh, so. You had Jordan McLean was an Origin player come from Melbourne with the massive price tag. Well, that's all their money's tied up in forwards up there.
Yeah. All right. All right.
And Val.
Just yeah, a recap. Val now, yeah. The cheapies that we've sort of identified and that you can be looking for if you're looking for some cheapies. So in a halfback 5/8 dual position, you've obviously got Lachlan Ilias from South Sydney. Max King.
Big tick for Ilias.
Yeah, Max King. We're still on Max King.
No.
Didn't get named.
He's
on the bench.
He's on the bench.
So minutes are an issue.
Not for me.
Yeah, it'd be a slow burn.
All right. Kalma Tulangi.
Yep, like it.
Yeah, over at the Tigers. Second row forward, 253.9K. PPM of 1.4 off the bench last year, which is pretty hectic.
I like it because there's not many options at second row in the cheapies. I think they're more, you know, centre wing and stuff. So I think Tulangi's a great buy just because there's not many options there.
Garner worries me.
Not me. He doesn't like Garner.
All right, well, I've got a couple more second row options for you. These ones at dual position, second row or the centre wing. You've got Isaac Targo from Penrith, 287.9K.
Tick.
Yeah, he's also in big my tick. Side. Yeah. And you've also got Ethan Bullimore, who now named at Manly, 280K dual position, second row, front row.
Tick.
So, yeah, looking good. Speaking of dual positions, Talatau Mone, Ramon, sorry, 5'8", centre wing. Tick. You guys on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have got him at the moment.
Sean Russell, fullback, centre wing, 285.
Both of them, him and Panasini, both from the Eels, I think, are great buys.
Yeah, Panasini, 30K cheaper at 55, I believe he's been named in the centres.
Tick, tick.
Giltard over at the Tigers.
Yeah, at the moment.
I'm a wait and watch watch,
yeah. Was he at 280K, so he's not bargain basement, but...
They've got adjustments to be made in the halves. Like it's...
Well, he's a pom, come from Super League, and he's most at poms the Tigers.
Most poms don't do well, especially backs. You look what happened to Sam Tompkins, remember him?
Cody Ramsey, dual position.
Nah, wouldn't touch him in 10-foot pole.
Nah, James Schiller, named for the Raiders.
Nah.
Like it.
No, you think it's a bit of a trap with Rappaport coming back?
Rappaport will be back 2 weeks.
Sebastian Crisp back.
And then gone, and then gone for another couple.
Oh.
He loves a suspension, old Jordan.
He does. He likes a bit of a rest.
But if you remember last year, Bailey Simonson was a shit. And he was at Canberra, and he's just, that dude reminds me of a Bailey. You know? That reminds me of Bailey.
Spencer Lanier, trap.
Same thing as last year from Spencer. Is he on the bench?
Yeah, he is. On the bench. Moses has got the starting spot again.
Those ones I mentioned before, the front row is about the 250 mark there, or 270 there, the ones who are starting. So I think that was more appeal that they'll get their minutes.
I'd even put Lanier in my traps list.
Yeah.
I'd just put him in, don't go near.
Josh King, slow burn or trap?
Is that the Melbourne one?
That's the Melbourne one.
Oh, yeah, slow burn.
Yeah, he'd be a weight watching axe for me.
All right. Blake Taff, trap? Or is he going to stay in that side as the 14?
He might stay in the side as 14, but still...
Still a trap because it's going to be an AE nightmare.
Yeah, if you remember, the 14 comes on at the death. He doesn't do much.
Yeah, so it's pretty much... You're only bringing Taff in if he's in there starting, covering for injury.
Full-time 7.
Yeah.
Full-time fullback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Doesn't matter where he comes in. If he's full-time, he's full-time. And Brad Schneider, cheapy bottom dollar.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
Is that the half?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on him at the moment.
I think you've left out the most important cheapy.
Who's that?
Chris Randall.
Oh, sorry, did I just go past him? He's in the list. But
I didn't hear him say.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, sorry, Chris Randall at Newcastle, hooker, starting 60 minutes, hopefully.
That's just a given now. I think we don't even have to mention it.
Yeah, sorry, I did. I completely glossed over it. I think I meant to do it, and I just didn't.
He worries me a little with Kurt.
Oh, you worried?
I don't think Kurt Mann's moving a hooker full time.
Is Phoenix Crossland a 14 as well?
Yeah, Phoenix Crossland
is a
14.
See, there you go. There's a lot of dudes who can easily chime in for him if... Things go a bit sideways. I worry about Chris Randall. I was so hoping...
Zag, mate, then. He said, is Egan with us?
I had that Kobe Heverington, but now I can't trust me gut instinct of him getting locked, you know?
No, I think he'll do very well.
So
Randall.
One that I looked at, which you could go other than Randall, at hooker, was Billy Walters playing at Brisbane.
I don't trust it.
No, I don't trust it. Not until that spot's locked down and A-Ray's
back. If you've got Harry as your backup, you only need 1 week anyway. So you don't want to be wasting trades.
Exactly. You want to be building money, and if there's no guarantee that dude's going to be stuck in...
Oh, there's no guarantee that Randall's going to make more than Walters.
No, but at this point, there's a guarantee Randall's going to play.
Whereas
it's his spot to lose. Whereas Walters, we're not even 100% sure. Once A-Ray, Albert Kelly's got the spot.
When exactly. A-Ray comes back next week, Walters might not even be the side.
All right, so
we don't know for sure. There's no point bringing in a dude who's not cemented a spot for at least 5-6
weeks. You've got Harry back there, so you wouldn't need.
What's the point of bringing in a dude?
Well, if I've got Randall, I'm not going to play him next week anyway.
Not going to bring Billy Walters in to sit there, and if he's fucking gone from the squad next week, sits there and he's $206,000.
Let him bring him.
You can't upgrade.
We can't advise you.
Randall could lose the spot as well.
Yeah, but
Kurt Mann could go there. Well,
Billy Walters is $40,000 dearer, and he's going to do almost the same job Jackson Hastings was going to do, who you hated on, but kick goals.
But a hooker, not a half.
Because halves,
there's a lot more options.
Right, I get the feeling this is just starting to get confusing. So let's move on. What else we got? I believe we've got some mids and some traps.
I think we do.
Have you got them there with
us? They're in the drive.
All right. Well, in the meantime, while you get ready with that, why don't I tell people how you can about winning yourself a ring from the good people at Supercoach Championship Rings on Facebook, supercoachchampion.com. They produce some awesome Supercoach Champion rings. They're great for your head-to-head leagues. Only costs $100. So between a 20-man league, it's $5 a piece at the buy-in at the start of the year. And then you get bragging rights and proof that you are the champion. So if you want to be a tight ass about it and win your own, then just make sure you leave us a review on Facebook.
Want to go be good.
To facebook.com/supercoach360/reviews, or just go to our page and find the reviews tab. Just leave us a review and you automatically go into the draw. So you got the mids there.
I do. Now, top of the list is my boy, Kobe Hetherington. Now, he's still there because, like I said to you, I'll delete the ones that aren't playing, but I left him there because he's a high chance of coming back next week and playing lock. Like, I've heard massive murmurs about that.
Well, let's...
And then I've heard...
Wait and see.
Yeah, Carrigan goes in. Is he a certified starter? Because I was surprised to see Carrigan named and playing at lock when he did so well in the front row in the trials. So is this a COVID situation and is he guaranteed...
Well, that's what I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I'm saying, that could be a bit of a trap.
All right, well, Broncos fans, do us a favour. Jump in the comments and let us know if you've got the inside word as to what's going on there, because if he's going to be starting lock, then he might be someone who I would hold, especially if he covers that hooker position.
He does.
Over Chris Randall. So,
And then we got Hamyun Uele. I think this year could be his breakout year, Hamyun Uele.
I did like him in the trials. He looked good. He looked busy. Like a worker. A
couple of years ago, he looked Andrew Fifita-like and then sort of dropped off when... Woodsy and AIDS came.
Speaking of, I am seeing Andrew Fifita in a shocking amount of teams because he's only 205.4K or something.
He'll be, in my opinion, slow burn. But he's, you know what? If you remember back when he was in form, and I think it was our first year, he was one of the must-have front rowers to have. I think he scored bloody 60 points in 17 minutes against the Parramatta Eels with like 16 offloads or 8 offloads or something.
Herbert, his knees weren't battered with a baseball bat then, and I also think that I had him in my side at 205, but I went up to Sipley just because he's coming off the bench and I just don't see the minutes of him to do what he... I know what he was capable of. I used to love him. I used to love spending up in my forwards back in the day, but now I just think there's way too much risk. When I think Sipley for an extra 50K starting with the PPM.
Yeah, I like the starting tag.
Yeah, just more much better. Allows more minutes.
But I don't think starting matters so much in the front row.
Nah.
Whether they start or they don't start, they could both realistically play 50 minutes or they both...
No, but when it's Sipley who was averaging 20 minutes and some games he was getting 4 minutes or 10 minutes, I think it makes a massive difference because you're not going to make a sub within the first 15-20 minutes, guaranteed.
Would anyone jump on a Hamyun Uele as a midi?
No.
No,
I'd go a bit cheaper.
Is he a trap for you?
No, I don't think he's so much a trap. I just wouldn't touch him.
Just wouldn't
do
it. Yeah. All right, now TC Ribardi. Now, he's, for me, he is mid-range, but he's a bit of a trap. For me, not sure on his rotation. He seems to be the unfit looking one, if you catch my drift. He's a bit bigger. And who they got there? Who else they got? That dude that you...
Ricky.
Ricky and the other guy, but that guy you said next week will come back. And
Pete Coura.
See, he worries me with Robarty.
Robarty's already on the bench.
Is he?
Yeah.
There you go. He's definitely trappish.
Oh, yeah. Just don't go there, I don't think.
Yeah. Now, Harris Tavita. Chanel Harris Tavita, boys. He's only going to play, 2 weeks at fullback? And then Reece Walsh
one,
is back.
I
one
think,
week.
Yeah.
One
fullback.
Week. Yeah.
There you go. The suspension over. Harris Tavita, for me, won't be there next week, probably.
Or if he might jag a bench spot. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got no interest in Harris Tavita. We're restarting 6 bench. Pullback, whatever.
So trap.
Just, yeah, don't avoid. Avoid. I think. Guy, you brought him in last year as a pod move towards the back end.
I don't think you can't do it in classic, but if you've got draft, like I only one of my draft teams just to cover Walsh for the first week, because if it's a 1 week thing, but for classic, you need that longer term. So not as a classic buy, but I don't mind it as a draft.
All right, Selwyn Cobbo, named Brisbane winger.
Yeah, he lost his appeal straight away there.
Yeah, same here.
20K.
I was about to say, awkwardly priced at 320K for a winger.
If he was fullback, yeah, but not on the wing now.
If we remember some scores that Azarko put up last year weren't that great, but then there was those weeks he did go well. And what did you say? He looks a lot like a GI mould, Cobbo. The Trell mould. So he could be the go-to guy for them.
He very well could be, but at that price, I'll put a trade on it to get him in a couple of weeks if he shows the form personally.
Yeah.
Stags is their go-to man.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Makishi Makatora.
Makahesi Makatosha. Makatoa.
Sorry, dude. Second row, front row, 14, but that's a problem, but should push for a spot. According to our guys, Brad in particular, if you want to check out some more of Brad's stuff, www.supercoach360.com. Go, Brad.
No, I don't think he'll push his way into a starting spot.
Nah.
Not over Campbell, Gillard or Paulo.
And at 320K.
Could he be worth a shout, though, off the bench? He seems to have a massive PPM effort, man. For me, I'll have him in a watch list. I don't have him on my side at the moment, but he's definitely on my watch list.
I had him in my side. I ended up dropping him during some rejigs the other day, just trying to save some cash and spread it around a bit more.
But without
some cheaper options.
Without a start, he would be a trap for me at the moment. Just without a start. Most of the blokes, especially unknown blokes, are a bit trappish. Like,
well, last year he got 35 minutes for 41 points, 34 minutes for 37 points, 30 minutes for 31 points, and then 61 minutes for 73 points.
So his PPM remains constant.
He had a 1.1 PPM last year, so he's going to need about at least 45 minutes, 50 minutes to be worth getting a hold of, I think.
But could he get that in the rotation, realistically, if it's a strong forward
rotation? Well, he got Matto in there, Paulo and Campbell Gillard starting, who are all capable of big minutes.
And you got Nathan Brown not even in the 17.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about Brownie.
Well, if he's not in the 17, you don't have to worry about him per se. Well, he's named in 18 jersey.
Yeah, could just be his cover. You never know with those.
Okay, then are we moving on?
But they've got Kafusi, Stone on the bench as well, who are all middles, so.
Yeah. Now, Rocco Berry, awkwardly priced Rocco. At 322, especially when now they've handed us a cheapie, bottom dollar cheapie over there at the Warriors. So, for me, if you're going to go anyone at the Warriors, it'd be him. Rocco did show some good form in the trials. I didn't mind what I seen from Rocco.
Oh, I thought he looked a lot better defensively than the Warriors do with ball in hand.
Oh, yeah, which doesn't help him.
Coach, so.
Which might actually help out old mate, the cheapie.
Yeah, maybe.
Which he might be more of an attack and prowess sort of fella. So I'd be looking into his name because I haven't written it down.
Valia.
Yep. Okay, moving on from Rocco. Jeremiah Nanai. Now, second row forward only, 243.7K. Both him and Lukey both named to start at the Cows.
I'm staying away from both of them because they're at the Cows.
For me, I've got Nanai in my squad at the moment.
I got Lukey.
Played four games last year, scored a try in one. Still walked away with a decent average.
Of?
49, I think, or 47. Whereas the other one's 2 points different after 11 games or 12 games.
So you've got him ahead of Tuolungi in the second row there? And
No, I've got...
And Bullimore?
I've got... Either one of them's going to be a trap, so get on the other one. I don't know which one is.
Oh,
is
great. I'm getting off both then. I didn't realise. You've been talking a big game once again. I've seen him pop up in some of the other boys' lists, so I'm like, oh, all right.
No, I had Lukey, and I had Lukey for ages, but then I seen...
Let's say between Nanai, Katoa, and the other Warriors fella.
The cheapie.
Aiken.
Yeah.
That's your second row, is it?
I'll show you. My second row.
No, let's not.
No, I don't need to see it. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's pretty shit. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, Bergs is off his head already.
I'm not, bro. I'm looking at where I'm going to make money. Tom Starling, now that Hodgson's named at lock again.
He's named at
hooker, I mean. I can't jump on Tom Starling if Hodgo's in
starting. So he's a trap.
Starting 13, yeah. All these are traps. I think down the bottom we get to the...
Oh, okay, cool. So you're mids. Pretty much done with the mids that you're happy with?
No, this was the combined list. He's just lost where he's at.
But that's all right. If he's going to call the rest of them traps, we'll move on to traps.
No, they're not all traps because you get down the bottom.
That's the ones we've put in.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's Moses Sully.
All right, sweet. So, well, Con, you continue. Who else is on that list?
No, I've got Big Steph at 457K.
Like him?
I think he's a walk-up start.
Yeah.
Well, these are your good mids.
He'll go close to matching Huss this year. Lucy.
Old Lucci.
Just because of his ownership so low, I think he could be a decent pod.
He's in the pod list coming up.
Bergs likes Corey Howier and Ira.
I do.
Oh, he was in Guy's Superpod article the other day.
Look at it.
Yeah, well, he won the edge spot over Elliot. So that was good to see. Right. But yeah, if you can get the minutes, I love CHN.
And Big Tino, Bergs wanted to add.
Yeah, he could go either way for me, Tino, with the captaincy. Potential's there. Potential's limitless from Big Tino. It's a matter of whether Tino turns up. Potentially could be one of the better front row forwards for the year, you know. He's only 493,000, so the room's there for him to go up.
Yeah.
I like him. Same as I like for Newell Blake. I like him too.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Just one thing to mention on the front row, when I was looking at percentage, I think, you know, majority have gone halves as one spot, but then that second spot, it's quite open. There's no really high ownership. Tino's probably was around the next at about 20%, but you've got AFB and you've got Arrow, you've got all these other options as a second front rower, Stefano, so it's going to be interesting which second rower everyone goes with.
I don't have Haas or Tino in the front row.
I've got Haas at the moment.
I had Tino, but then I had Firma and Fafita, so he had to go.
Yep. Alrighty, so Guy, actually, I believe you got a few pods for us. We're just hammering through this tonight. We will get to some questions. Actually, we'll quickly say good day to everyone on Facebook before we get into the pods. Henry Brin says, Merry Christmas, lads. Disappointed he didn't get a run on the pod before TLT, but he's running 25 warm bodies for round one this year. 3 nuffs worked last year, but way too risky for him this year. Yeah. And Henry was right in the race all year last year, I believe.
Yeah, well, he was. He came in the hundreds.
And that was only at the end of the season that he dropped off, but he was
in front there. He was around the top 10 for at least half the season.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Until he came on the show.
To his credit.
That's why we didn't bring you on, mate, because we just want you to do, you know, as best you can.
Get in the top 20. That will bring you down.
Stay there.
No, what happened was, like, he went on a lot of podcasts, Henry, and he was not shy about his information. He told everyone the way he was going, and to his credit, he didn't hold back. Did not hold back to it. So, at the end of the day, he sort of crippled himself a little bit by being too open with his information on every podcast. Like, when you're coming first, maybe wait a week to tell people what you did last week and say, well, you just got to work out what I'm doing this week. But this is what I did last week to get me in this position.
Yeah. All right, Chris Maxfield says Momo not kicking might mean he gets the one. He gets the boot when Suwali comes back.
Is he not kicking?
Pardon, I'm not sure. I mean,
oh, there was talks that Sam Walker was kicking today. So
he was he's a solid kicker.
I've seen Teddy kicking the ball.
Yep. It's not good. I can see Momo going in for Billy Smith when Suwali comes back.
Yeah, well, he played centre a lot last year, so yeah. Apparently, Tracy is out with a niggle.
Jeez, Chris, eh?
Brad Huxley didn't get his cock caught in a cart door this year, so that's good. Happy TLT.
That's sounds not like, good. That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, sounds like you had a rough one last year. Scott Smith's in there. Bennett Arns is one in there. Make me. Bennett says, would you go Simpkin for hooker at Tigers?
Look, he's touted. They like him there, but who's on the bench? Who's on the bench is their Peachy. Utility?
Peach.
The Peach, so don't see the Peach playing. Oh, he played a bit of hooker for the Titans, didn't he? I don't know. I don't know what they'll do there. Because you got to think, he was not the starting hooker. He wasn't the one that was starting all preseason. So
who, Simpkin?
Yeah, Little was the man.
No, I've always thought Simpkin was the one to take over. It was just going to be a matter of when, because he got a few setbacks. But, yeah, I've always thought he was the better one.
They've
both had
massive setbacks in their careers.
Let's just say no.
Yeah, I say no.
Tigers for me, I just stay away. Justin Askew says, Guy, keep quiet about Taufafoa Sipley over at Manly. I think that's his pod.
Not now, it's gone.
Yeah, Brad Huxley made a good point about young Maney. He says Todd was Jermaine Tanua-Brown's coach when he was doing well at the Warriors. There he went downhill after Pato left to go over to the Cowboys.
Bring back young Maney.
Ross Mann, Con, thoughts on Mann starting lock over Bennett? Crazy in his opinion.
Barnett.
Yeah, I don't like it. I understand the approach they're going with, but I just think Kurt Mann's a dud. I don't see what everyone else sees.
Can you see a Watto-like situation of last year where Watto was named, 20 rounds out of 25 to start 13 and started, all off the bench?
Possibly.
So that was the thing that OB did a lot.
All right. Brad Huxley says, Juzzy, I'll go a stake bet on that on average, Nico goes second in halfback position underneath Cleary. Let's go. All right, Brad, let's do it. Steak dinner. You're on, mate.
$10 steak.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
I'll take that as well.
Justin Askew says, hey, guys, so exciting. First TLT of the year. Savor the happiness. It will be fleeting when the next week comes. You have to use three trades to fix your team, no doubt. Brad Smith is still stuck on his Moses v. Walker conundrum. Which one do you go?
I'm going Walker. Mitch Moses.
Moses and Con, you got the deciding vote. No pressure.
No pressure. You want to get
probably Walker. But I'd try and look elsewhere.
Alrighty. Barry McCormick says, g'day lads, not even day one, and the miss I just said, I hardly see you anymore. He's clearly in trouble. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. Matty Miag says, hey, legends, good luck this year. TLT was nice to me. Only one player not named at all. Good work, bud.
Matty, what research, brother?
Yeah, that's it. Someone's been paying attention. I think my team's pretty sweet at the moment, but
boys. We chat, me and Matty.
Lolo with Peyton. Can he be trusted on this one? Named at log. He's on him personally.
Dean Young come out, I think, after a trial or sometime during the preseason and said Lolo's going to be used in his old-fashioned bigger minutes and just wrecking ball kind of thing.
Yep.
So
I personally like him much better than Aiken or
I'm getting on Lolo.
The other options in the middle there.
He's a beast. If Todd's pushing forward with a heavy forward pack and big minutes for some of those boys, yeah, that's it. We know Lolo's an absolute beast. I think the whole thing with last year was as much as he didn't want to, he had to sit him on the bench to start getting the best out of the rest of the team. They'd become a bit dependent on Lolo and he needed them all to pick up their game a bit because Lolo can't do it on his own.
I don't know.
He could do a lot.
You'd still play him more minutes.
Yeah, I think people from above have turned around and said, look, mate, we pay a lot of money for this dude and he's getting a cold when you cross the border. He's getting a flu sitting on the fucking bench. So
yeah.
It's not good to your club, especially the shareholders and the people who have invested lots of money into the club, and his third party agreement's not even out on the field half the game. Like,
yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, and it's he's their marquee player. So, all right, Brad Smith, he's on Sloan from the Dragons, a fullback in the centres, cheering.
Brad knows his shit.
Yeah, 100%. Make sure you check out Brad's submissions on supercoach360.com.
I think Brad's crazy.
They're awesome. Mark Vowles, happy birthday, Vowsy.
Happy birthday, Vowsy.
Bathurst.
Timmy O'Connor's in there. Ross Mann's in there as well. And Chris Maxfield says Sipley is threatened by Alloy A.
Yeah, that's a forgotten one.
Forgot about Alloy A.
So yeah. Be careful there. Sipley could be a trap.
He was just suspended too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Could be 2 weeks.
Good call.
Well done.
But then even then, he'll still go back to the bench. Where the likes of Woods or Momosia and all those other.
4 minutes. You said yourself, you've got 4 fucking minutes. If some dude in my team gets 4 minutes, I haven't done my job. I have not had a look at... Bro, you can't handle 4 minutes.
Well, that's just Dez. You can't handle Dez and trust him. But anyway,
I rocked up home and offered 4 minutes, I'd get backhanded.
Yeah, Sean O'Barrett's in there. He says, hey, lads, how the bloody hell are you? Lewis Jackson's in there as well. He says, McLovin, the stuff, lads, looking at either Collins or Arrow. Actually, we'll get some questions a little bit later
Love
on.
Some Lindsay.
So, yeah, okay, that's it. It's that time of the show. Make sure you throw all your questions in the Facebook Live comments because we will be getting the questions
in just a
little bit.
Oh, no, okay.
No, not quite now. We're going to get some pods, then we're going to do some traps, then we're going to do some questions. We've so let's get traps. Into it. Guy, you got some pods for us, mate?
All right, we'll smash through them. So first up now, that front row spot backing up from obviously other than Haas, but the few pods at the front row that interest both me and Con. We're looking at, I had a few very low to Powell and Clemmer, both 1%, Fodder Waker as well, 1.4. But the ones that really stood out, Josh Papali, I like at 3.4. I know generally he's more of a buys or later in the year option. But the one I know Con likes is Luke Thompson at 3.6%.
Yeah,
the
I
Dogs.
Do like Lukey. He was showing some offload ability in the trials too, so that was a good sign for me. Dual position, which is always valuable.
Yeah, so look, I'm on AFB with at the moment, but yeah, out of those, I actually like Papali probably as the best pod option in the front row.
Well, I know he's a bit higher, but I like Tarpany. I've got Tarpany at the moment. He's at just under 9%.
Yeah, Tarpany's up at about 9%.
483K. He's my pick of that bunch.
Did have good trials.
But he's almost the same as the AFBs and the Tapaus and the Clemmers and the Papalis. They're all about that 500K.
Yeah, that's it. They're all around the same. I'm
but
just
you're trying to look at the one that's going to go.
Tarpany comes out and explodes. Early.
Which one's due to go next level? And Tarpany for years, years, we've been saying, oh, fucking Tarpany.
Since Newcastle.
He's going to be good. And he just, I don't know if he hasn't had opportunities or what's happened, but he's got it in him to go good. You know,
he'd probably be around 28 too now, so he'd be
matured,
coming into his prime.
Yep. All right. The next one I had, which I really like, Momorowski at 2.4%. That Rooster's a right edge, 486K. It's a bit pricey, but look, if he was kicking goals, it'd probably be that ceiling, sealing the deal.
Well, we've said it ourselves. If he's not locked into that Rooster's wing spot, if he ends up a centre, then a lot of the ball cuts him out by the end, you know. And sure, he kicks the goal, but it's not like handing the ball on for a line break try assist. You know, it's 2 points or 4 points for kicking goal in it.
Yeah, but if he kicks 7 or 8 a game.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's playing for the Roosters, and on that right wing, he's going to bag a few tries.
Could they do... Do you remember years ago when Cameron Smith kicked one side and someone else kicked the other side?
No.
No? All right, don't worry about it.
Well, anyway, next one, Nofaluma, 2.5. Again, I probably think you're better off spending the 20K extra to get Momorowski out of the two.
Oh, nah, for me... I like...
The Tigers...
It's not about the Tigers. Nofo does his own shit. Tigers have been the Tigers for fucking 20 years, guys. Nofo's been scoring. Like, yeah, sure, he had an off year last year, but prior to that, he's been one of the guys to have in your side from the centre wings.
Mm. That's what I mean. They're mostly about 400-500Ks, all these players, and they're just whether you want to go on or not. Like, if I had to put these all in the category of centre wing, I had Momorowski, Nofaluma, then I had... which Garrick, he was a bit more expensive, which we had, so he deserves to be in the pod range. But then we also had Thompson and Katoa from the Sharks. Ray Muniketov from the Sharks, and then Thompson and Brian Kelly from the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
So they're all around that same mark. They're all lowly owned. It's just kind of jagging who can get that run of good points. Titans have a good draw, so do Sharks.
Well, we know Corey Thompson. He's a worker, you know. And Kelly does his own shit too. Like, he does his own things, Kelly. He seems to accumulate points out of nowhere.
My favourite, as we mentioned last week, was Marzu, but he didn't get named. So, I mean, out of all those centre wings, the one I actually probably like, I mentioned last week, was Sione Katoa from the Sharks with that high ceiling. But I do like Bomarowski. I think he's probably the one. If he had the goal kicking, I would have probably gone. But, yeah, I'm just not paying that much for centre wing.
You look at the price BMOZ ended up on that wing last year, he ended up nearly 900K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the points are there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but I think with him, if you see that in the first few weeks, you could jump on him. It's just with all the Roosters' backline depth, it's just a bit too much risk for me. But, yeah, so and also I just don't like spending that much at centre wing. I'm doing it for one player, my boy, but he's an exception because I don't count him as a centre winger. But, anyway, we'll move on. Next up on the list, Sam Walker, 7%, and Cody Walker, 7.7% in the halves. I actually like Sam much more as an option. I know most people are going Keary, who I actually had as an antipod because he was 21%. But yeah, I actually much prefer Sam Walker. Do you boys like Sam Walker, or you said you're on Moses before?
Yeah, I'm more. Look, just because if Sammy Walker hasn't evolved his game, and you know what? Sometimes it does take a little bit for a younger bloke to wrap his head around but doing the same shit over and over, which does worry me. He likes to throw that loop and cut out. Everyone's onto that now. That's an intercept try.
But he's got Teddy. He's got a
yeah, I know he's got these guys, but he's at 540,000-odd, like, I expect a job. And I know Mitch Moses will probably give me that job more so than him, now that he'll probably take a bit more of a backseat to the senior Keary, whereas last year it was sort of his side.
Yeah. Maybe I've been brainwashed by our lovely fan Timmy Moody, because he's been convincing me that Roosters are going to not lose a game for the first half of the season and smash team by 20-30 points.
They might not lose a game, but does he give that first initial pass to Luke Keary and that just cancels out anything he's done?
Well, if he's goal kicking, regardless, he's going to score a lot of points.
Yeah, but
I know Moses goal kicks as well, but I think
if you look back the last two or even 3 years when they had Sammy Walker there doing it, he still had low weeks of 20s. But he also had you had Flano.
Massive. I think he had a bigger score than Moses ever had, and he hasn't played that many games. Sam Walker had a massive ceiling on him.
Yeah, I think he got a 150 score. He got a big score. Look, he's in the side to do it, but there's also video on him this year. There was no video on him last year. Yep. People know his favoured foot to step off. People are going to know what his favoured way is to pass, whereas last year it was probably not so much video on it, if you know what I mean. Now they've had 10 games of him, 12 games of him.
Yep. All right, the last few. I had Ponga here at 7%, but I don't really like it now that Papi's named. It was more of a, if Papi wasn't, more of a pod move.
Still, but you know what? To be honest, like, it's not a bad option, Ponga. Like, he cracked his big scores last year a couple of times. He just, for me, gets lazy, and if he could get rid of that laziness, he'd be up there.
Oh, if you could get him at 5'8" like we used to, he'd be 100% in there. But yeah, just the fullback spot's just too hard, and there's too many better options. But the last position I had was the second row. So there's a few here. Murray at 7%, Lucy and Tupanua combined together at 7%. I honestly prefer Murray out of all of them, out of those two anyway. I don't really like those two. Con through in Lucy. Curran at 6%, Maddo at 5.4%, and Kikau as well, which Con added in at 4.1%. Out of all those, I think Maddo's probably my pick of the lot.
Which contract year for Maddo?
Playing lock. I actually prefer him in the middle. He's got good work rate. Should get the minutes.
Got good hands, man.
Well, you know, like, Tupanua I can't do. I've seen too many low scores from him. Kikau as well just goes missing too much for me. Doesn't have the work rate.
With Tupanua low scores, though, were they Tupanua low scores when he was plugging holes and getting thrown out at centre and they didn't have recognised halves? Because if you look for when Luke Keary was playing, his first three three games there were good. He scored well with Luke Keary in the side.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a 480k. I just think there are better options. Like, I know Curran's 100k more. Same with Murray and Maddow, virtually almost 100k more than Lucy. But yeah, I just think at second row, you don't want to go those mid range options like Aitken. Like, for example, in my antipod list, I had Aitken at 20%, Keary at 20%, Tino at 20%, Marnie at 20%, and Cobbo and Hastings up at 25%. So, it's only because they're highly owned that I don't like them. Like, if Hastings was 5% owned, he'd be a lot more appealing to me. But if a quarter of the teams are on him, I'm happy to stay off. Same with Cobbo, since he's not at fullback, don't like him. Marnie, I'm just not sold from last year on his attacking points.
Hold on, guys. Guy, I just got to drop in there, mate. Oh, Con, no, just quickly say goodbye, man. Con's been quickly called away. For those that don't know, he lives around the Hawkesbury. Sydney's been experiencing some major floods, and he's actually just gotten the call. He's got to go home and help his family get out. He's got to leave. So thanks very much, Con. Sucks that you can't stick around for TLT, but thank you for joining us, mate. Stay safe.
See you, Connie.
We'll talk to you very soon. Yeah, 100%. Let us know if you need a hand, yeah?
All right, heavy.
So unfortunately, Con's gone. You got that list of traps that he was going to go through with us afterwards, though?
I hope so.
Yeah, it should be down there. I think
we done. We went through most of them already.
No, we didn't go through the traps, did we?
We went through the first half of the list was traps and the second half was mids.
Yeah, they combined them. They did the list together.
All right, sweet. That's cool.
The first 10 were bloody traps. The rest were mids, I think.
All right, well, I think we go to questions. It's almost 9:30 anyway.
Let me just quickly shout out some guys, okay? Just the guys who, especially over the last couple of weeks, have been sharing us on their pages and around other pages, which is helping us grow the website, just helping us in general, you know, and hopefully it helps you guys as well. The Sports Nut, it's my mate's page, it's a gambling page, so gamble responsibly, but I'm pretty sure their ratio's winning, so good stuff to them, and they share us, so get over it, the Sports Nut. And then Podmasters Cup, the boys over there, they've been sharing us since they started day one. Thanks for that, guys. We appreciate you putting us in there. Aussie Sports Legends, they let us share there every week. I think a couple of super coaches in there, but it's mainly a sports page, so we're very grateful for you guys letting us put our super coach stuff in there. Super Coach Live Chat, Wazza and the boys over there, love you guys. Always letting us in there as well. Weekly Rubdown with the Rub Lab on the Discord. They also share us around. Watto does a bit with us as well, and he's heavily involved.
Watto's actually just started writing for the website as well, so for all your draft needs, you can find that now at supercoach360.com. Watto started putting out some draft pieces for us, and he's going to keep doing that. And we've also got some other guys from the Supercoach Hub Discord now doing some more articles for us over there as well.
Yeah, well, the Hub was on the list. And also, we've got Glenn over at the Tragics. There's also Daniel and a few other guys over there at the Tragics who do some awesome stuff, and they share us around on their gear as well. So, forever grateful, guys. I know there's probably more, and I'm sorry if I missed you out.
Have you shouted out Supercoach by Adrianosaurus?
No, and I haven't.
I shared his group quite a bit. Yeah. Thank you, mate.
Yeah. Well, you got a list too.
National Rugby League Supercoach Addicts, thank you very much for letting us share in there. We're just trying to put out some good content and get it out to the people. KFC Supercoach NRL Central, the NRL Supercoach 360 podcast group. That's the group for the listeners of this podcast. So if you're not already a member of that, make sure you go find that. It's attached to our page. Just click the groups tab. Supercoach War Room, Supercoach Tragics is another big one. Yeah, I think that's about it. Sorry, buddy, you got any more there?
I had one, but I forgot it. It's all good. Cheers.
Supercoach Statsman on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, no, and yes, Supercoach Statsman. Plus, NRL Supercoach Stats. Like, don't forget about that. Well, before you commit to your team with a couple of these cheapies, especially all your mids that have played a few games, I suggest you go over to this site. It is second to none. You punch in their name and up come their stats, and you'll be able to write a few things down that pique your interest and do a comparison with some other guys, and hopefully that helps you out. I can't personally wrap my head around some of the stuff that's in there. It's way too comprehensive for me, but it's a valuable
resource.
Tool.
Yeah, that's it. Look, Brad swears by it. Glenn swears by it. All these guys who are up there and they're in the one percenters and stuff like that, they all swear by it. So, yeah, if you know what you're doing, then definitely get your head around it. It's a very, very useful tool. All right, I got a question here from Tarn Smith. Says, who would you pick as starting second rower? Already got Fifita.
Crichton. If you had the money, I'd go Crichton.
Yeah, that's it. Look, I don't really have enough information to really help you out, but yeah, I'd say Brandon Smith, Angus Crichton, Jai Arrow.
Can you throw him a couple of cheapies or mids with Uto?
Yeah.
No, he's a front rower only.
Look, if you're premium, yeah, Crichton and Matto. If you're going for a mid, that's not a danger.
I think your mids are very needed this time of year. Like, sometimes it for the sake of 10 or 20 points, like, do you just sit the gun off to the left and accumulate your money and your point? Like, granted, you're going to lose 40, 50 points over 3 or 4 weeks, but to get your money up, if you can get yourself a nice cheap mid that's going to juice himself way up to decent prices.
Oh, I just find the other ways easier. That's too risky. I think you're better off going with the likes of a Crichton or a Matto, and then if it doesn't work out, going down to the midi who's on the rise rather than trying to pick that midi who's on the rise.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, if we're looking at midis, I do have a couple that did make our list. Kobe Hetherington, if he does get named next round after this COVID thing. Jeremiah Nanai or Helam Lukey. Con thinks they're both traps. Carl Lawton, I think we've identified as a bit of a trap as well. Alicia Katoa definitely has potential over at the Warriors. Otherwise, you've got Josh Carr in there as well, who's currently in lock, but will probably shift back to an edge when Tohu does return. Although I think that's mid-season, isn't it? It's still a fair while off. And on the cheap front, you can always go Isaac Targo, although you can always put him in your centres as well. Who else? And Ethan Bullimore, who has been named to start at Manly. So he might be another cheap option there, but he's dual position, front row, second row, depending on what you are aiming for. Berg, Guy, you got any questions there, mate?
Yep. All right, so we had a few. Some of them we've already touched on. Aaron Jeffries was, shout out to him, he just touched on asking about the cheapies and the mids in the centre wing, who are must-haves and who are we passing on. I think we touched through all the cheaper options in the centre wing and what we liked. Bo Gleeson, shout out to him. He said, would you pick Nguyama or Suwali, even though they're not playing round one?
I would pick Suwali just because we know that he's going to make his way into that side eventually.
Yeah, exactly. He's like Payne Haas for a couple of years ago. He's
but guaranteed in saying that, with the COVID year, it could be a year to rather get someone that's playing, especially if he's going to be a 4 or 5 week injury. He might be a dude you can downgrade to.
Yeah, yeah, that's
as
it.
Well. Like, that's another thing you should be looking at. Looking at the length of his injuries. So, yeah, I'd be looking at Suwali out of them two, but...
Yep. Next one from Adrianosaurus Rex.
Ada.
He's given the question, Cleary, Mann, or Hines/Munster?
I'm Hines Munster there. Even if Cleary was around,
if he was playing, yeah. Obviously, you'd go Hines Munster now that Cleary's not. But, yeah, if he was...
Look, I see the value. If, can someone just quickly... while I'm chatting, pull up Kurt Mann's scores from last year. Kurt Mann last year, if I remember correctly, he got some of the top guys up there.
Exactly, and he's got the duel as well, which makes him more appealing. Look, I have Walker and Munster, so mine's similar, and I could have went to a Cleary and a cheapie like a Moni or an Ilias, which some people I see running with one cheap half, but... yeah, I just find I've done it in the past, and especially this year with COVID, you want stronger depth with players going in and out. So that's why I went for the Walker. Well, out of Age's question, I'd stick with the Hines Munster probably, like you.
Yeah, yeah. For me, Kurt Mann's unknown. Like, he's very unknown. Mitch Barnett is clearly a better lock, in my opinion, than he would be. So yep. For me, I can see the switcheroo happening every game that happened last year with Watto. But for me, Kurt Mann he's like a junior Watto. Just plugs the hole, doesn't do it as well. But last year, I remember him going on a run of 70s, constantly 70s, and he was an expensive player for a bit, and people were umming and ahhing. Like, I remember question after question of, should we bring Kurt Mann in? Is it too late? Is it a trap? And I do believe Kurt Mann's got it in him, but for me, that Nico Hines and Munster would be way better. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just way more solid than you know Nico's a seven, and you know he's going to be the point of attack down there. And we know Munster, what he does. Whereas Nafe's coming back from an injury. We've already missed him for, 3 weeks now? So if you were going to do that combo, you've lost him for 3 weeks and you're running a Kurt Mann. You know? And
yeah, but as you said, the player's always better coming back from rehab.
Rehab, bro. He's got rehab for straws in the nose, not a broken leg.
All right, next question. Barry McCormick says, I have 1.1 mil to spend on two starting back rowers to partner Fifi, Bullamore, Hetherington and Tuolungi. I like Brendan Smith and maybe Lolo, but not sure. So two second rowers for 1.1 mil. He's already got DVs, he wouldn't go him anyway. I'd probably go... Oh, I don't know if it's off the top of my head. Like, I think Crichton and Crichton obviously be too expensive to partner up. So you're probably looking at Maddo and Murray might just get you under.
Look, if Olakau'atu's named and starts game one, I honestly see merit in going Olakau'atu from Manly. He's undervalued for the games he was playing, and like Con said, he's only played 2 years of NRL or something. Like, he's very new to the game. So, and by the end of last year, he was a great pod to have in your side. He was scoring tries and doing all sorts. So, if he's named round one, you can make a massive saving. He's only at 511. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of options. That's, I mean, Lolo, I don't mind. Like you said,
well, he's definitely getting back to his former glory and. He can keep up with the speed of the game the way it is now. Then he, massive option, offload at will, break tackles.
They're like CHN as well. There's so many options in the second row, and that's why I think you're better off going for the premium and then trading down to whoever's coming on the rise in the middle of the pack.
Even if you get on the more expensive of the mid-ranger, then you can still downgrade. There'll still be a couple of downgrades in amongst the bunch, you know. Just if you want to, that's just if you want to free up some money somewhere else.
Yep. All right, two more questions. Dale James says, is two gun fullbacks a must to start the season, even if one doesn't play round one? Would you be happy to carry it? Me personally, if Papi wasn't playing, I probably was going to carry him the first week, only because we had Walsh missing, and I didn't really like many other options. But now that Papi's playing, I don't think you can have a fullback missing from round one on the bench.
No, I don't either. Like, for me, when people were saying, I'm going to sit there and hold Trell for a week, a week's a long time in Supercoach world. Like, especially when you've got likes of Pappenhausen and Teddy ready to go.
At fullback, it's because fullbacks are high scoring.
There's even more. Like, even Guffo can easily hold a claim.
Well, you had mentioned Ponga before in the pod as well.
Guffo, I think I've seen a stat somewhere in last year, playing these exact same clubs that they're playing in the first five games or something, he averaged 87, which isn't bad, you know, for a Guffo.
But same thing we were saying with Reid Marnie, how he has a good start. It might just be Parramatta to a
T. Well, Parramatta do. Starting. Parramatta normally go really good to the boys and then they normally just sneak home to the eight. Yep. I don't know if they overtrain them or whatever they do, but... They just drop off at the wrong time of the year. Like, a lot other clubs seem to have a low, like 8, 9, 10, let the buyers sort of refresh and come back. But they seem to go really well all the way up until and then come back shit. Like, I don't know what it is about them.
Fair enough. All right, last question from Wade Murphy says, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, but haven't heard anyone mention Brimson. Just want to hear your thoughts on him as a pod since Titans have a pretty easy draw. Cheers. All right. Con loved Brimson last year. We had the stake bet and he went unders. I don't like it. You'd probably prefer him at fullback, so that's why I don't think he's getting a mention. Yeah. Just because his position.
I don't think he can get... I think he's only single position, and that's the issue, is there's other options there at fullback.
Well, we've seen in the past, like, you got to remember, he's now got to make a transition from preferred position where he roams around the back of the pack and chimes in wherever he likes.
He's not going to get that spot back. Preston.
Now he's situated on one side and he's in the line, so he doesn't see where the ball comes in order for you to chime through that hole, if you know what I mean. Like,
Where's the game? 5'8".
He's going to be playing 5'8". But if he's lucky, he gets to play with Defi, who can just pop him and offload while he's got 14 blokes hanging off him, you know?
So, yeah, well, a lot of people are on Sexton as well, so the same.
I must admit, I've seen the Brimson question come up quite a lot through the comments in the last couple of days as well. I'll be keeping an eye on him. I didn't realise he'd moved into the 5'8", and you're right, I think he's one of those players that's probably flown under the radar. Like, so I think, yeah, I'm going to put him on my radar with Nico Hines to see how he transitions from fullback into the halves, because there is definitely potential there. He is a solid player. He's a worker. He's good in defence. He's got a good tackle and a tackle bust on him too, so he's pretty strong.
Gets injured a lot is his problem. He's a little fella.
Yeah, well,
not very big.
For me, it's the price. Like, 530K is very pricey.
For a bloke who's transitioning, you know what I mean? Like, he's now not in his... I don't know if he played six during grade. I'm not sure. I didn't really look into it. But
there's a real good chance he's going to drop a little bit of coin at least.
When you play one, you get the whole open paddock in front of you.
Exactly.
You see everything. Like,
ball comes to you a lot if you get up into the...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On. Okay, I've got a few questions here. This one isn't really a question. Ben Fegan just says, don't you get peeny tingles seeing that Chook side? I mean, look, a little bit. It's going to be interesting to watch the Chooks this year, seeing them back at full strength. They were lethal before they had that horror run, so let's see what happens. Ken Bradfield is looking for some more leagues to join. I don't think I've got any at the moment. Does anyone have any leagues for Ken Bradfield to join?
I haven't got codes. We are meant to have our codes ready tonight.
That's it. We might pop a message up in the Supercoach 360 group on Facebook. So look in there for leagues. We'll get everyone to sort of throw up whatever codes they got left in there.
Condon's
so we can all get
do,
filled.
Do two for us. Two leagues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I'll get him to send me codes.
All right, cool. Greg Lucas says, evening, gents. Bulldog Hetherington, that's Jack. Is he a sneaky mid-pod this year as an edge back rower but available in the front row in Supercoach?
Look, it comes down to Jack. If he can stay on the paddock, he'd be great for you.
Yeah.
But he's very, very big liability.
He's got the rage, doesn't he?
He's a very angry kid.
Sean O'Veira wants to know, is Katoni Staggs going to be kicking? And Jared Swan wants to know.
No.
Katoni Staggs. Yeah, was he? I assume A-Ray's going to kick.
Yeah.
He's one of the best kickers in the game. He's got tons of experience. So, yeah.
I think just because Katoni's coming back from injuries and stuff,
Puts a bit too much pressure on him. He was a good replacement kicker for him. He doesn't have a bad kick on him. But yeah, I can't imagine him taking up first string kicking duties.
Yeah, I think A-Ray's your man there. But if you like something about Katoni, then stick with it. You know what I mean? He's not a shit footballer.
No, he's a very good footballer. He's a hard worker. He creates stuff all on his own sometimes. He can be absolutely lethal. So for me, it's a yes for Stags, but no for the kicking.
Well, I got one from Instagram. Jout Lust. Boys, what are your thoughts on captaining Big Payne Haas in the front row in the first round against the Rabbitohs?
Nah, I think you got to captain ceiling players, man. You got to captain fullbacks, halves, hookers, people who have the ability to be constantly scoring tries. Payne Haas is a big boy.
For me, I'm going to just stop you there.
Yeah.
We've just had fucking 3 weeks of rain.
Yeah.
All the grounds in the world are wet.
Yes.
Which, for me, that adds to Payne Haas's value. Also, with the lack of Flegler and Hetherington that has weakened their front row, it gives Payne Haas bigger minutes, bigger opportunities.
Probably more responsibility too, especially if they're, you know, up the attacking the try line.
You know what? 2 years ago, I would have said, lock that in.
Yeah.
Lock in. Bloody great choice. But that's right. If you can find a place where there hasn't been a lot of rain and you can turn on a 2 cent piece, that brings in your backs. But if it's been raining for days everywhere, you can see these games, and I think it might be a forwards week.
All righty. Kane Darcy wants to know thoughts on Tanua Brown. Do you think he keeps the starting spot for long?
I think he does.
Yeah, I think he does.
They obviously need something different. They came second last, I think, last year, or third last.
Second.
So it's one of those things. They need a change. Obviously, to get you on the front foot is your forwards. And if you're coming 15th, your forwards are not getting you on the front foot. So I think they need the change. It'll come down to whether or not young Maney can keep up with the pace. I think he will.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
But he's 274K. You don't think you're better off going up to Hamlin Ueli at 300K?
Well, they all said they wouldn't go near Hamlin Ueli. So.
No, I don't. I just think Hamlin Ueli's now been at Cronulla 3 or 4 years, hasn't been able to burst his way on as the premium front rower. He's had to play second fiddle to three different dudes now.
Yeah, but I think that's it. I think, if anything, this is his year.
Well, it might be his year. Could be his breakout year. But the thing is, young Maney's been brought over by a coach who was statistically looked at before. He had his best games played under Todd Payton. Payton has recruited him and given him a front row.
So he obviously sees something in the kid.
Well, he does. And if he's still young, you can assume his motor's big.
Yep.
You know, so hopefully young Maney's, I've got him. That's why I'm a bit like, go young. But...
All right, Matty Mihag says, boys, Arrow or Jacob Saifidi? He likes both, but he's wary of both at the same time. Thoughts?
Arrow's safer.
Yeah, I personally think Arrow on the edge, if he can lock down that edge, he's got the motor to play big minutes out there, hopefully even the full 80.
Just if Dan Saifidi comes back after 2 weeks.
I think Jacob goes to the bench and then Momasia is gone.
So he's got that job security. Like we mentioned, there's a lot of other options. Con really liked Tarpanay for not too much more.
Well, Tarpanay for me was probably one of the best standout forwards for Canberra in the trials.
I like Arrow, but yeah.
Well, Scott Smith reckons Tarpanay's not vaxxed, but Tim O'Connor reckons Tarpanay is often broken or gets dropped. Too much versatility has probably hurt him in the past, and he hasn't been able to lock down the one position. He had a lot of promise about 5 years ago.
He has showed a lot of promise, but the thing with me with Tarpanay and the whole Canberra pack is even CHN is just...
A lot of mouths.
Yeah, it's a lot of... Like, well, Elliot can't even make the team.
You had Hudson Young come out at the start of the year telling everyone, Ricky said he was playing 80, and he's not even like... He's probably not, you know? No. Like,
he's named. So. I mean, it's up to him.
80's a big job at 13.
Especially when they've got that depth. So...
All right, I think that's about it for questions.
Got one more from Twittersphere. NRL Supercoach Sponge, is running Turbo and Cleary to start going to set you back for the overall glory? Now, Benny, I hope for your sakes that...
you looked at team list and saw that Cleary's out.
Cleary's gone. Like, dang, it was a one-week injury. I understand the thing about holding on. But with a 3 to 4 weeker, that for me... It's time for you to build. Con, I think it was, who's got $300,000 on the...
Yeah, so $400,000. Con's idea was that you downgrade to someone like Kiri or something like that, whoever you want in the halves there, but you leave the cash on the bench. So as soon as Nate's named, you can just take whatever price rise you've managed to gain out of that half and flip them up to someone or flick one of them and then, you know, use your dual positions and stuff to play around to keep which players based on form. So if Kiri starts strong, you keep him and you maybe move on Ilias or something like that. You see what you can do, but you leave your Nath money over to the side.
Not me, right. But anyway, I can't.
I mean, look, I don't know how I'm going to make the money if I don't, so I'm seriously considering leaving 300 or 400K there just to make it easier for me.
I'm a spender.
Yeah, I know you are. All right, yeah, I think that is about it for questions tonight. Have you got any more questions for us, Bergs?
No,
I just wanted to say a big thank you to everyone for listening. Happy TLT. Thank you for joining us. It has been an absolute pleasure. Can't wait for round one, Panthers v Manly. I am very, very excited. I am scared of what Turbo may possibly do to us without Nath. I think we are, in some serious trouble. So it's going to be interesting to see how that first game pans out. But either way, footy's back. It's the real deal. Can't wait. 8 games. What a weekend. Bring on Supercoach. Thanks for listening. Make sure you hit up our website, hit up our YouTube. You'll be able to find this cut up into all sorts of usable little segments so you can just quickly find the information you need. If you're There's heaps of cool write-ups on the website as well. Massive shout-outs to the boys. Ross Mann, Brad Smith, Tim O'Connor, Watto, everyone who's contributing over there. Sorry if I forgot anyone. Glenn Fisher. Yeah, absolutely loving it. Thank you very much. People are loving the content. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you do. I think that's about it from us this week. Stay safe. Stay dry.
Enjoy the footy. Can't wait.
Peace.
Stay coachy, coaches.